You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are now joined by Jess B, talking about their new single, Commando. Morena, happy birthday as well. How you doing?
Morena, thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very chill. What are your birthday plans today?
Well, my album comes out at midnight, so I have a listening party up here in Tamaki that I'm doing, so it's kind of all happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is the calm before the storm, actually. This is probably the most chill thing I'll do all day, so I'm enjoying it. I'm just drinking my little coffee right now, and, you know.
Little coffee, cute.
That's nice.
Do you put? Are you a oat milk person, or are you a regular milk person, or are you almond milk? What kind of milk you rocking with?
You know, it's crazy because I switched to oat milk because I wanted to be, you know, more conscious about my decisions with my purchases, mm-hmm. and then I just had the worst sore tummy for like a year. And I don't know why. And then my mom was like, oh, it's because you drink oat milk. Like, that's the only thing you've changed. And so I was like, oh, and then I switched back to regular milk and I'm fine. So I'm kind of the opposite of everyone who has a lactose intolerance, which is so weird. And people really be judging me when I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll just get a cappuccino. And they're like, yeah, what milk? And I'm like, regular milk. But yeah, you know, maybe I'll try another. I should probably try another one at some point.
You should angle it as though you're supporting the economy. You know, you're supporting the farmers out there in the hard yards. You know, you get all the love.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Make some friends, at least. Now, you are fresh from the Sydney Fashion Week. What looks there really caught your eye? And were there many silly designer outfits, like, you know, like giant puffer clothes that no one could actually wear? Like, what was the vibe there?
I mean, Fashion Week is, as you can imagine, it's just kind of like people parading around with all sorts of things on. There was some really interesting bits for sure. I think for me, the stuff that I like the most is people who are kind of like not afraid to like express creatively through fashion, which I think is something that it's not my like bag, but I can really appreciate it for what it is. So I really enjoyed the fits that were like super out there.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute.
Mm-hmm. Was it first major Fashion Week event you've been to, or you've been to a few?
I've been to some here, but I've never been in Oz before, so it was my first time there.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're here to talk about your new single, Commando. Now, on the production side, it uses some, I can't repeat it here, but it's like a ooh, 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 ooh. Sorry, that's not doing the track grace at all. That's not doing anybody any favors. But it uses those vocals as a foundation. Was that your voice, and was The Box by Roddy Ricch an influence here?
The Box by Roddy Ricch is not actually an inspiration, which is funny, but the vocals are not mine, they're a vocal sample. But it was, I mean, I made the song in Amsterdam when I was making my album, which is obviously coming out soon, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was this was like the song that I made to break up the rest of like the kind of more intense lyrics that I was writing. So this was kind of like, I can't lie, this was my track where I was just feeling like being a bit dumb. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there always has to be those tracks that have a bit of reprieve, you know? They don't mean too much, mm-hmm. but they're still
mm-hmm.
a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that song is that to me. So it's just a bop, I guess you could say,
mm-hmm.
depending on the, you know,
yeah.
subjective, but yeah.
Oh, it's a bop. It's you know, you going dummy. It's great. It's awesome. This is the sixth single for the new album. Is that too many singles? How many is too many? Is my question.
I would say it varies. I think I don't know if there's a right answer anymore. I do think that people are focusing more on singles now than they used to, and I think it's probably something to do with maybe our TikTok attention spans that we have with music, where it's like, you know, being able to like highlight one song at a time works better for some people than to like put a whole album out. And obviously, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule, and I think that the bigger the artist, the more that they can just rely on their following to be like, surprise, here's an album, and everyone will still go and listen. But I think for me, where I'm at in my career, it's still important, like, I've been, you know, doing music for a while, but I'm still building. I would say I'm still a, you know, developing, emerging artist in a lot of ways. So I think it's important that you don't just like rely on your fans to hopefully listen through a whole album and then do all the work to promote it. You know what I mean? Like, I really think that I wanted to do it in stages where I had enough promotion across lots of tracks to draw people into the album as a whole. So yeah, I guess half the album is already out, but there's still a whole bunch of tracks that haven't been heard yet.
For sure, for sure. Speaking of the track, it was written in Amsterdam. Did you write and record in the same spot as you did 4 or 5 years ago for your EP, Three Nights in Amsterdam?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I went over there for the first time, it was kind of like, it was such a cool experience because it was like one of the first times that I was like, oh, like, yes, this is exactly what I want to do. This is exactly the sound that I want to have. And so when I made Three Nights in Amsterdam, I was already planning on coming back to make my album. But obviously COVID, you know, delayed things and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was so cool to go back. And I want to go back again. Like, I love it there. I love all the producers I worked with. Like, it's, yeah, it was such a cool experience.
How does the food stack up there? Because I have some, like, stigmas about European food.
Look, I can't lie. The food there is giving beige.
Yeah.
Lots of beige and brown. lots of beer and bread. But also delicious. Why not? Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll have to experience it for myself one of these days. On the track We That Filth from Three Nights in Amsterdam, you've got a really excellent bar. We say, MF's in my ear, nah, shorty, you a Q-tip, which I thought was excellent. What is your favourite line or bar from your new album? I think it's the most clever one you've done.
Oh, gosh, putting me on the spot. I think my favourite and the most clever aren't always the same. I think that... what means a lot to me isn't always how people, you know, when you're listening to someone else's music and the things that you listen for, the things you enjoy, can be so varied. So I mean, let me think. I think for me, one of my favorite songs is the very last song on the album called Long Time Coming, which is kind of like, just speaking to my experience of the journey that this like music has been for me, but also how like in tandem with my identity journey it's been, and like growing as like a human, being in my 20s and figuring out my place in the world and stuff. So I think like no bars off the top of my head that are like super clever, but that song definitely means a lot to me lyrically, and is one that I really wanted to have on the album because of it. So I don't know if that really answers your question. Everyone has to listen and come to their own conclusions about what they, you know, what they hear as well, which is cool.
For sure, for sure. The new album Feels Like Home is coming out tomorrow. Although you're from Tamaki, where is home for you?
Tamaki is definitely home. I am of Kenyan descent, but I was born and raised here. So, in the literal sense, yeah, definitely Tamaki, like my family's here. But I think in terms of the concept of the album, it was definitely more metaphoric, and it was more about finding home and, like I was saying, like in your place in the world, how you know, who you choose to be and how you choose to portray yourself, what you say, how you look, who you, you know, and the communities that you're a part of. And I think that for me, all of those things has been about finding home in myself and finding home in the people around me. And so I would honestly, yeah, I feel like home is so much a personal journey as it is a literal place.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Definitely something that you carry with you, I think. That's an important thing to establish. Have you got any Otipoti visits planned for a future tour?
Yes, I do. I will be down those ways later in the year. I haven't announced the dates yet, but it's definitely something to stay tuned for. The tour is going to be in November.
Sick.
So giving people a few months to simmer on things, and then I'll be making my way.
Awesome. making my way.
making my way downtown.
Walking around. well, hopefully we'll have another chat when you come down for the tour. But I think until then, we'll have to say goodbye. Thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. It was great chatting to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Alrighty. That was Jess B talking about her new single, Commando, and new album, Feels Like Home, which is coming out tomorrow, which is incredible. I reckon we get right into that track. After that, we've got a kōrero with Voice of Lelea. They're talking about their new track, Island Proud, which will be very, very exciting to do. But anyway, here is Commando by Jess B. You're listening to the Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Late Breakfast Program, 9:49. Let's go.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.